Yeah.
Secretary Laird, sir.
Well, I want to see how your repair job came.
Oh, it came in very good shape.
Fine.
I'm coming along in great shape.
Fine. Fine. Are you home yet?
No. They got me here for a while.
Yeah.
They figured they'd keep me here for 10 days. And,
right.
So I'll be out of here running things Monday, all right.
Are the nurses pretty?
They are. They've got some good nurses.
Gotcha stuff. Good,
all right,
good.
But I can't, I'm not in very good shape for nurses.
I know. Well, as a matter of fact, as you noted, they've handled the demonstrators very well. I'm awfully glad that, we got to give high marks to Mitchell and the chief of police. We just fell into a good one. He has been excellent.
Yeah, he's been very good.
He's used the strength, but he's used it with very, and the military fellows have been just superb.
I think,
this is one time,
Ted Beal over there, the undersecretary of the Army, kept his cool and did a good job, too. I was talking with
Beal.
Mitchell and Candace about it, yeah.
He was the key man over there.
And he was in charge, and he stayed right there down in that with him all the time, and he was good.
Yeah, well, we're going to see that all the people that participated get little notes so that they get some commendations at the proper time. When it's over, they're going up to Congress today. I hope they go into a few of our friends' offices. That might stir them up. I think it's put them on a hell of a spot, you know. Some of those guys are really moaning that they got out in front too early and endorsed the demonstration, you see. Don't you think?
Yeah, they got a little bit cut on that, I think.
Muskie and Teddy and the rest, because these people don't...
They're backing away a little bit, don't you think, Mr. President?
Well, they have to back away, but, you know, for the average person, Mel, he doesn't separate the one... It's just a demonstration, you know. The one really that was effective as against us was the veterans one because of that. But since then, this group, God, what's a horrible looking bunch of people. On television, they just look so bad that people are going to just throw up their hands.
Well, if the veterans thing would have been separated by about 3 or 4 weeks from this operation, it would have been a little difficult to handle.
That's right. The fact that this blurred now makes it look all part of the same. Well, anyway, you take care of yourself, and you've got a pretty day.
I'm keeping up on everything.
I know you are.
I'm going to
hold. I had Dave Packard in yesterday with the chief, with Moore, and that ComSouth thing, you know, is really, apparently, it's just a direct split on that between the chiefs and Dave. And so I thought I'd wait till you got out, and maybe you and Dave and Henry and Moore and I better trash around a little bit more on it. I tell you, the real problem I have with it at this time, I think that Dave's recommendations, which I assume you support, his recommendation, you know, for, you know, getting rid of the command, is the right long-range thing. The problem I have right now is that with the Latinos all worrying about whether we're paying attention to them, and also with the military being about our only... Well, some of them aren't any good either, but there are some areas of strength. It's a question as to whether our timing is exactly the right thing right now. That's really what we want to think about.
What we want to do is upgrade the military assistance program in South America, though.
We have to do that, and...
The only real split, of course, there, as you know, Mr.
Is a separate command in Panama.
That the Army wants to maintain an additional 4-star general, but Moore doesn't feel strongly about that.
Doesn't he? Mm-hmm.
But Westy feels that he can't afford to give up a 4-star slot.
Is that what it is?
That's really what it's basically, and Westy takes a strong position that on the 4-star spot, if we gave a military assistance director 4 stars up here in the Pentagon, Westy would back away, but I can't guarantee that, and we shouldn't guarantee that. But that's really part of it, you know. The Army has some problems.
Well, the Army needs, as a matter of fact, Mel, I wouldn't have any problem on that. I think the military assistance guy should be a 4-star man. It's a hell of an important thing under the Nixon doctrine.
We bet it is.
We cannot back away from this. And frankly, if you want to move in that direction, I'll support it.
Well, I have this Ignatius coming over, who's been the commander in Berlin, and he's a 2-star, and we're making him 3-star, and I just don't think you can move him that fast.
I see.
He's the best man for the job right now. He's done an excellent job.
Well, now, I'm going to hold this ComSouth thing until you get back. Is that all right? You don't have to decide it this week, do we?
Oh, that's fine.
And you can tell Moore and...
Did the presentation go all right? Did they get along all right in presenting it to you?
Oh, yeah, it was fine. They had it there, and they were just great, but they pointed out they just disagreed. And so I sat there and thought about it and said, well, I'll wait. Haig was here, of course, and listening... Henry's in the West Coast. But it seems to me that this is something that you, just a small group, you, I don't think we ought to get straight in on it. Basically, I think it's just you, Henry, maybe Moore and Packard and myself. Don't you think so?
Fine, very good.
And then let's talk about what it really gets down to is the foreign policy implication in Latin America
right.
at the present time. And as far as state is concerned, the reason I'm not particularly interested in their coming is that they, Mel, don't really, I'm not speaking of Bill, but I'm referring to Meyer and his group, they aren't really for military assistance down there, you know.
No, and I am. Cut back the military.
Well, that's the point. You see, I am for it, and I don't want this to appear to be a cutback.
To appear to be a cutback
in the military attitude. I just don't think that's the right way to sell this. Okay?
I understand.
But we'll plan next week sometime, but in the meantime, you tell the other guys we're thinking about it, okay?
Fine.
Bye.
Bye, Mr.